my friend. This is Dan Riley sharing another little meditative conversation with you, a time of quiet. I just left Chautauqua Institute and have done a series of tweets there this week. It was a wonderful week, very rich and full one. And now driving back towards the mountain, I've stopped at a rest stop, which becomes, for me, symbolic of our world that we're in today and of the gospel that we might reflect on in a moment. So it's good to be with you. I actually got out of the car and walked down a grassy hillside, and after taking a few pictures, felt this would be the spot to sit down and just share some time with you. You may hear birds in the background. I don't know if this picks those up, or a car may pull in up above, and I pulled down the hill just to drink in this moment. The gospel given for the weekend that I'm right in the midst of it, just feel nestled in God's Word and in creation right now on the side of Chautauqua Lake, looking at its blueness up into a very clear sky and just arbors around me of great bounty of green. The wonderful reading is Matthew 11, 25 to 30, and it's Jesus exclaiming to his Father, praising him, for he says, even though you've hidden these things from the wise, there's so much that's unfolding when he walks with us. He does tell us that the learned may not catch on to it right away, but we as little ones, so it's within each of us to do this, have it revealed to us. It's shown to us as little ones, as children, as people who take a simple moment. So I hope this is one for you and for me. As I've gotten out of the car and just kicked off my Crocs and sitting on some grass here and just enjoying the warmth of the day and the amazing beauty of the gospel. And then Jesus really beckons us. He says, just in case I hadn't heard him say this to me in a while, come to me. And then he reaches all to all of us, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
You might be in the middle of your July 4th weekend, or in the middle of work, or heading into a very strenuous week, or maybe a week of rest. But however it seems described in our minds, our God is inviting us. I believe the Master, the Servant, the center of all creation, our brother Jesus, to take on his yoke and learn from him, to settle into a humble-hearted time when we can find rest ourselves, because he tells us his yoke is easy and his burden is light. One of the ironies is that almost every path, and the spiritual one is similar, it seems that if it's worthwhile, it's going to be complicated and complex. It's going to take a bright mind and a vigorous body to get at it. And there's truth to that, but that can get complicated and somewhat, we might say, self-preoccupied. And then that inner place where God dwells, that we often reflect on here, gets obscured by our own good efforts to open up. God opens us right now by the simple appeal of come to me and receive the rest he wants to give us. Now that's an interesting image because it means maybe we shouldn't have to work too hard at getting settled down, but first even there within complexities of life, turn them over and receive the rest that is here. So I would suggest a few movements in this time, this hidden time of the activity truly of looking for a rest stop, drawing aside from our lives. It does take some real intentionality. It doesn't just happen. But as we pull off the road into whatever space we might need, the road of our life, the road of work for a moment, the book I'm reading that I might close and be still with, we begin to find that place where Jesus is just speaking to each of us and all of us. He's inviting us to open our eyes to the world, not so that it will take us in and lure us somewhere, but we might trust that we can take it in from a simple, clear, open-heartedness. I don't always do that. I sense the call right now, and I offer it to you. From the Lord who says, come to me, all of you who found life complicated and really wrapped up in lots of stuff, and the little ones, the little one in you, will come to know those things that are hidden in the complexities of life. They're right here. When we draw aside, pull off the road of life, intentionally rest a while, and open our eyes and ears to what is here. Again, not to take it on, but to turn it over. So we gently begin to see and receive what's here, and at the same time let the Lord receive and hold it, and now carry all of it. It's an interesting move in it, isn't it, where we become sensitive and alert. So rather than excluding anybody or the burdens of the world or the complexities of our family life, we let them be here. They're here. And then there's the Lord here who takes them on. And with the yoke he's carved out for us that allows us to be companions, you and I, and the Lord with you and I, and each of us individually, we're now under the same yoke. We're in the yoke. It's not a burdensome thing. It's fitted for us, we might know, scholars tell us. And now the Lord begins to carry that with us and begins to carry it. And we sense God receiving it. Just sense that for a moment. What we've brought here is now being borne by the one who bears us up, who has borne all things up and bears us up in the light of God's love. It's a hidden reality in the darkness and difficulty and complexity of things, but this simple truth of God's bearing our life, receiving it from us as we've taken it in a little bit and sensed and seen what is here, we just let it be. And that gentle passing over is a type of a little death, because it's now somewhat out of our hands. And it's fascinating. This is where, I can feel it now, a gentle joy begins to fill us now. We sense that we're not alone in this. And it's not only that we might have very good friends or a partner in life or a husband or spouse, that wife that keeps an eye on me and walks with me, and wonderful host couple at Chautauqua that were attentive to every need without being overbearing. Just lovely people who bore us up. And as we sense that this is a God sense of things, and God indeed is doing this now, now we move to that deep sense of our breathing moves from labored breathing to gentle breathing, to grateful breathing, and to joy. There's joy here for us as we pull aside and create a bit of a rest stop if there wasn't and there isn't one ready for us now. And these simple steps of then being here and then opening to what's here and then letting that go and then knowing that one holds us in all of this means that our hearts are not exclusionary. They don't shut doors in times of prayer and meditation, but rather they are in our own hidden place, in the childlikeness of our turning things over. We sense the dear Christ who says to us, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have revealed this to us as we let ourselves be your little ones, and the little ones who come to receive and understand the felt presence of the mysteries of the reign of God. which is here and now, breaking in now, so that we, yes, in a while, might bear it to others. Peace, my friend, may this be a day of rest and peace and summer joy and delight in light, however it comes to you, possibly hidden right now, but our pause will help it find a place within us, and we will bear it to others as well. God's love and peace to you.
One in faith and one in service, let God's people sing his praise. To the Lord of earth and heaven, hearts and hands and voices raised. Word of Christ, the world's Redeemer, rich in mercy, truth, and grace. In God's kingdom, love shall triumph, peace and justice shall